USA Radio News.
The numbers are going from bad to worse in the polls for President Joe Biden. A Real Clear Politics average of all the most recent national surveys measuring Biden's standing put the president's approval at 39%. Among other things, these numbers are tied to the aftermath of Afghanistan, the current Ukraine crisis, and lingering COVID-19 mandates. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
They were moved in response to this reporting and this pushback.
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The president of France met with his counterparts in Russia and Ukraine separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as states lift mask mandates. Several Democratic-run states will lift mandates over the next several weeks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A pilot program that aims to put illegals under house arrest is receiving pushback.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
It's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. The taxpayers are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a GM factory near Lansing, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.